Makes sense.
Great morning, world. Great morning, friends. Happy Makes Sense Monday. This is Dr. J.C. Dornick, a.k.a. The Dragon, and I just want to welcome everybody to what appears to be another blessing of 24 hours that we have. So this marks an interesting day for many, many reasons. We've just began a new campaign for the brand, per se. It's just an exciting time because of all of the change that's going on in the world right now. One of the interesting things that we're seeing change, which hasn't happened in a very, very long time, and I just want to take note of this because one of the greatest things that we can ever do, which is very, very much in tune with the topic of getting out of your own way, is become agile. That version of us that's in our own way is not very agile and doesn't do a good job of allowing things to change and embracing the change. You know, I always say embrace the suck. Case in point, this marks one of the first times in years like that there is this new challenge with live streaming. And I just want to use that as a starting point for this discussion, this Make Sense Monday today. How are you handling that? It's interesting. You don't really understand how tethered you are to an idea or a concept or a habit, a practice, whether it's a good one or a bad one, until it's removed from you or it changes. I don't even know if you guys can let me know, those of you that are watching this live, where you're watching it from. I don't even know if this is transferring to Facebook and things like that. And by the way, we're recording this for the podcast as well. We're going to start having a series called Make Sense Mondays to add into that fold. And what's interesting is this one's live. So if you're listening to this as a podcast, even though it might be cleaned up and edited, we run this live on social media platforms. But let me know where you're tuning in live. If you're watching this live right now, do me a favor and let me know where. Because I see people commenting, watching on Facebook. Okay. Shelly Yorkos says she's watching it on Facebook. So I guess this whole idea of streaming to Facebook no more is not yet really a fact. Interesting. We've managed to get through. So scratch everything I just said. There's no adversity to follow at this point. But isn't that an interesting way to start off this concept? Because today's topic that I want to offer you is we're going to make sense of this idea of getting out of our own way. And there's some really interesting things attached to that. Okay, so Deb is on LinkedIn Live, and we're also streaming live to YouTube. I don't know if you can real-time comment on YouTube. But anyway, that version of you that you claim is in your way, it's interesting to just understand and observe that it is not an agile version of you, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't be in your way. Isn't that interesting? Just wanted to point that out, and happy Monday to everyone. Great morning. And once again, Make Sense Mondays is just this thing where we show up on Monday mornings recognizing that the weekend's just passed. And, you know, I think what happens on the Mondays is we kind of hope to shed that which is not us, that which no longer applies, that which doesn't support what it is that we want, and start anew on Mondays. But the way that the human brain works is it boots up just like a computer in the morning. When you guys wake up in the morning, or I shouldn't say you guys, but us guys and girls, us humans, when we wake up in the morning, our computer, our operating system boots up. And if you turn your computer on right now, you'll notice that the program that it boots up, the software, you've got hardware, and that's the actual wet piece of meat in your skull. But as your brain boots up, it's booting up software, and it's got your RAM speed, you know, which sometimes is a little bit off in the morning, but it also has its memory. Right. So you guys, we're all trying to increase our memory of our computers. Well, your brain has an enormous amount of memory. But when your operating system boots up on a Monday morning or any morning, it's booting up a program that was maybe made for another time and no longer applies. Right. So the idea of Make Sense Mondays is just to, out in the public, give you guys this point of reference to start your day off, you know, for 30 minutes or so, and not just allow, not hand the keys of trust over to your operating system, maybe make a conscious decision to spend more time thinking, like actually untethered, unpersuaded by this operating system that for the most part, outside in, was programmed by others. Just saying, hey, you just hold on a second, you know, let me collect my own thoughts and look around at the world and start to ask yourself, like, what is it that I truly want? And maybe make some distinctions of where you've been placing a lot of your focus, energy, time, and money, and how they might not be what it is that you actually want. Right? So isn't that interesting? You are live on YouTube, but can't comment. Okay, interesting. So I'm just so full of gratitude right now. And I guess I'll offer you that in the sense of saying that my gratitude is focused on the fact that I have the ability to think for myself. And I have the ability, using what I call the interface response system, to also recognize how my brain processes things and how it has a tendency of persuading me to see things and react to things a certain way, or my thoughts and feelings and all of that stuff. So I'm just so full of gratitude that I'm aware of that, because from that space, I can say, hey, hold on a second, operating system. I'm going to actually take this moment right now, Make Sense Mondays, and decide what it is that I want without any rules, and make sure that I spend this day today only doing things that support that, and not waste my time, because time is an expendable resource, right? It's limited. We don't know. Potentially unlimited, but limited as well. Welcome to Make Sense Mondays. Welcome to a little bit more of your conscious mind before you go hand the keys of trust over to your system and just run your day. So I want to talk about this idea today of being in our own way. As somebody that has decided to help others, a lot of people come to me and say that. And I find myself saying that as well. I would say that the number one thing that people are faced with, the number one challenge, and I would say that that would be following through. Just being able, in a conscious moment like we're in right now, saying, I'm going to go do this because of this, here's the value. I'm going to spend more time around the things that matter most and minimize anything that doesn't matter. That's why I wear these shirts. Breaking news, I don't care. I care, but I don't care about things that don't matter. So we have all of these things that we say, but then something happens in between that and the rest of the day. And we understand why. We can forgive ourselves for we know what, not what we do most of the day, right? We at some point, 95% of our day is going to be handed over to this operating system that was programmed by other people. In that sense, I understand how I can say I'm going to do something and not do it. And then when somebody comes up to me and says, you know, you keep saying you want something. You keep saying you want to acquire, you know, a better level of physical, mental, and financial well-being, then you have to come up with a reason for that. You know, that's an interesting thing to do to a human, is say, you keep saying you want something, which also indicates that you don't have it, but why? Why don't you have it? And rather than just saying, I don't know, you just, it's part of your program response to say, here's why. And one of the most common answers is I just got to get out of my own way. And when we say, I just got to get out of my own way, what we're saying in that moment is we're saying, yeah, I know it's just me. If I could just do X, Y, Z, then, right? That's called the if then game. Sound familiar, right? This idea of getting out of your own way. I just want to read a little bit of what I wrote this morning, and then I'll just, in the sense of doing this live and raw, I'll just speak about it a little bit. What I find most interesting about this idea of how we say that we're in our own way, we say that we're in our own way as if it's almost like, it almost sounds as if we're saying that somebody else placed us in our way. Right? I mean, think about it. I just got to get out of my own way. There's a little bit of a victim mentality to that. Like, you know, it's like, if I could just get this thing out of the way. All the while, when we say that, the next time you say, I just got to get out of my own way, which what you might be saying right now, all the while forgetting that it was us that placed ourselves in our own way. No? Think about that for a second. Can somebody else place you in your own way? Right? You might even be in a place right now where you may be thinking somebody else is in your way, like a circumstance, a person, or an event, or something that might prompt you to say right now, it's just not the right time. There's no difference. They're all made up, right? Because we understand that all we have to do when something else is going on that's a priority is, first of all, identify if it's a priority. Very often, it's not a priority. We've just made it a priority almost to give ourselves some sort of a hall pass to get out of doing the work to do what we want to do. So first of all, make sure it's a priority. And then the second thing is, if it is a priority and you have other things on your plate right now, well, then you have to look at the rest of the day and get rid of something else to do what you said you were going to do. right? If it's important to you. So all the while forgetting that we placed ourselves in our own way. So it's interesting when people ask for help in getting themselves out of their own way. What I like to ask them, rather than teaching them some sort of personal growth or self-development anecdote about how to get out of their own way, I like to ask them, well, why did you put yourself in your own way? Now, that's an interesting question to ask yourself in that moment. Why did I put myself in my own way? We must have done it for a reason. Human beings don't think, say, or do anything without a reason. There has to be value placed to everything. And that includes suffering and being a victim. Those are all useful things that we do. Sometimes it just unveils that you're not ready for what it is that you said you wanted. So otherwise, you wouldn't have done it. If you didn't have a reason to get in your own way, you wouldn't have done it. I always give these examples, these extreme examples, like, you know, if I push your head underwater and your greatest desire is air, and you perceive that the only thing in your way of breathing is that your head's underwater and somebody's holding it, are you going to just like submit to that? Right? No, because air is pretty important, right? So when I ask people, why did you put yourself in your own way? What they say is they kind of go like, it's an interesting question. It shakes things up. They go, why the hell would I block my own self from forward progress towards something that I want? It's an interesting question. So I reply saying, I don't know. You know, it's a good question, right? Rather than trying to swoop in and save people. But before we can learn how to get out of our own way, don't you think we should identify why we put ourselves there in the first place? I mean, I might be able to just leave you with that today, because that might be the only thing standing in your way, is this idea that you have something in your way. So rather than asking somebody else or making that statement that all you need to do is get out of your own way, perhaps maybe today you could flip a switch just for fun, as we're kind of like becoming more open and curious. You know, whenever you hear something like this, it should kind of make you go, Now you're going to be prompted to go back to your regularly scheduled program and negate it if it's uncomfortable, which it will be, to actually move forward in life. But ask yourself, why am I in my own way? How is being in my way serving me right now? Seems a little bit silly, doesn't it? But it's not. It's just the way we're wired. So realizing how much time I have spent trying to remove that object from my path that I put there. I mean, imagine if you found yourself struggling to move past an object that's standing between you and whatever it is that you want, but then all of a sudden you realize you put it there. You got to ask yourself why you put it there. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsor.
The Make Sense podcast is sponsored by the Make Sense Academy, co-created by both myself, Mika, aka the chicken, and the dragon. The Make Sense Academy is a live interactive community. We're like-minded, solution-focused, curious seekers of expansion gather daily in a mastermind setting with both Chicken and Dragon, where they have access to premium content, online courses, and powerful collaboration and networking, all for $24 a month. The Make Sense Academy and its members are solely responsible for funding the Make Sense podcast, so feel free to reach out to us at www.riseupwithdragon.com and check out the Make Sense Academy, risk-free, with a money-back guarantee. Now, back to the Make Sense podcast.
Interestingly enough, I'm going next month, very exciting time. Somehow the universe has called me to go get involved in facilitating some plant medicine retreats. And I'm doing my first one with some really special people next month in Tulum. If anybody's interested in that kind of thing, just reach out, because we're just doing amazing work. I've been doing this stuff for 3 years now, and it's just changed my life. The topic that I'll be discussing there is this topic of surrendering. And that's kind of what I wanted to offer you today, is what it means to surrender to yourself. Or I might even call this talk coming home to yourself. And one of the reasons why I think people struggle to be in their own way is because they feel so compelled in this world that the goal in life is to go somewhere. We talk a lot about this concept of the best is yet to come and all of that stuff. And I like that. You know, we have to have some sort of direction. You'll hear me say all the time, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. But in that statement right there, it says, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. It's okay to be in a vehicle moving forward, but have you forgotten that it's you? So the idea of coming home to yourself requires a little bit of surrendering to a couple of things. So not sure of the name of that talk yet, but what it does is it highlights this observation that we all spend so much time, and this is what I want you to assess on yourself right now, especially if you're like me and you're into personal growth, self-development. I mean, I would assume if you're here on a Make Sense Monday, you're into that kind of thing. But what it highlights is the observation that we spend so much time, money, and focus on personal growth and self-development to break through to some sort of a new version of ourselves. Right? A new you. In fact, how many times have you heard, like, as we move from December to January, break through to a new you? This is the new you year and all of that stuff. So just make an assessment, step outside of it right now and see that personal growth and self-development. It says self-development, but sometimes we get more attached to personal growth and you might find yourself growing towards something that you think that you're supposed to become, all the while forgetting that thing called you, right? Which is just amazing. I love this idea of looking at the word itself, right? I don't know how you would use that in a sentence, but just highlight, make the its, I-T-S, small, and then the words self, big, itself. This idea came to me. I was speaking at a seminar this past weekend, which was a lot of fun. So much fun to be amongst people and not speaking like right now, you know. That's why I love when you guys comment and you do likes and hearts and stuff like that, because it makes me realize that I'm speaking to people. Because right now, what I perceive is I'm speaking to myself, but I was in this live environment. It was just wonderful. But I heard something extremely prolific. I heard a speaker that is a mentor of mine. This is an amazing individual that has just in so many ways just woken me up to things. He made an observation from stage. He was looking out and he was referring to people like me and others in the crowd that he has been working with for a long time. And he was just making an observation how so many of the individuals in the audience he was looking at have transformed. I'm trying to get it right. He says they had transformed and changed into these amazing self-actualized people. So he was making this reference that they've changed into like completely almost unrecognizable versions of themselves. Now, if you heard me say that about you, because of the way society's programmed us to think personal growth works, you probably would say, thank you. You know, I can't tell you how many times people talk to me and they go, oh man, I remember the first time I met you, beep, beep, beep. And you were a beep, beep, beep. And now you're just this guy that's out of his own way, right? So that's how this ties in. It's like the perception is that I'm out of my own way now because I don't care about things that don't matter anymore. But in that moment, I made this distinction that I wanted to share with you today, that I haven't changed into something that I wasn't. It's almost like it's not even a progression. It's almost like a positive regression where all of this work that I've done has been chipping away at this person that I am not. Coming home to yourself is recognizing that personal growth and self-development, for the most part, is you spending a lot of time trying to figure out how to just come home to yourself. Not become somebody else, because there's the most spectacular version of you is you. You're the only version of yourself that's one of a kind. So do you catch yourself every now and then getting caught up, and I understand why, trying to become like somebody else or others? We talk a lot about groups, and I'm fascinated with cults. I don't think cults are a bad thing. I think all of you guys are in a cult, but it's just interesting if you observe what you're associated with, your core principles, your political beliefs, your religious beliefs. No problem with any of them. I'm sure yours is awesome. But when you look at it, do you ever stop and look at the rules associated with it, those core principles, and how they prevent you from being open and curious to learn other concepts, rules, political views, vantage points, and things like that? I just released today, for those of you on the Make Sense podcast following it, which, by the way, is now charting in like the top 40 in America right now. The Make Sense with Dr. J.C. Dornick podcast is just kicking ass. But today's episode is me interviewing this woman that was the defense attorney for one of the most prolific, well-known serial killers that ever, the biggest monster you ever heard of, this guy John Wayne Gacy. And I was interviewing her, with this kind of stuff in my mind where I'm just open and curious. I'm not tethered. I might have a programmed way of looking at like a serial killer, but I'm not attached to it to the point where I won't allow another idea to allow me to look at something different. Do you have that ability? Right? Do you have that ability to take something you're 100% connected and tethered to and recognize where that came from? That came from the outside in and your life experience. Do you have the ability to step away from that for a second and see if there's another approach that might even make more sense? So you want to talk about being in your own way. That's how it might look. How are you going to take this person out of your own way that you've put there and locked into place with cement shoes? Think about that. If you've fastened this version of you in your own way and sunk its feet into cement and dried up, how are you going to get that person out of your own way? So that's why I want you to observe. Maybe you did that. Maybe you poured that cement. But now what you're saying right now is you're recognizing maybe somebody told me to do that. Because we're so locked into that, maybe I'm not willing to hear anybody else's story. It's very similar, interesting, this idea of personal growth shifting towards chipping away at that which you are not. There's two things that come into place. When you work with things like plant medicine, you enter this world of experiencing what it's like to have ego death, right? And ego death is not killing something that you are, it's the removal of that which you are not. So isn't that interesting? You can play in that. This is going to be a full podcast on this topic. So ego death is one of those things. But also I love the idea of looking at Michelangelo as he created the amazing David. We see that picture all the time on a lot of weight loss minded people put this picture of Michelangelo. And what you see is, you know, of David, Michelangelo's chipping away and uncovering David. It's interesting if you go look that up, when Michelangelo was asked how he accomplished this amazing piece of work, he replied that he created his sculpture of David by chipping away at a block of marble until the statue was revealed. Ooh, isn't that a good one? Saying, I chipped away at all that wasn't David. Is that perhaps what you're trying to do? And that if you can see that right now, you know what's awesome about that? Is that in that moment right now, if you're conscious and in that moment right now, you might just have realized that you're amazing, right? You might realize that you are amazing and you're just trying to get rid of everything you've picked up along the way that's not amazing. And you know what? Everything that's not amazing is not even yours, right? So you're not trying to become somebody else. You're just trying to come home to yourself, aren't you? So my distinction is that we can't transform ourselves. This is cool. We can't transform ourselves into something we are not. That's the definition of insanity. That's teaching a goldfish to climb a tree. That's trying to build an airplane in the sky. That's impossible. And that's why most people spend their entire life in personal growth and self-development. And all personal growth gurus and speakers and book writers and podcasters and all that, if you're listening to this message, as I have, if you're open to it, this is an open challenge to anybody out there that's got concepts and philosophies about teaching people how to break through to new versions of themselves. Are you open to this idea that maybe what it is that you're doing to accelerate everybody's growth is to help them get rid of that which they are not break through to a new version of themselves? Can you see how this also creates the struggle of us not spending our time around the things that matter most in our lives until it's too late? It's because we're so caught up in fighting to become this person that we're not, rather than recognizing the very nature of self-development and understanding it's about developing yourself. You might say, yeah, I know that. But if you're oscillating and you're not manifesting everything that you want, you might just be walking around with a shirt that says, I know that, but not actually practicing that. We can't make ourselves healthy. We can't make ourselves loving. We can't make ourselves agile, and we can't make ourselves disciplined. That's a very big misnomer, and I apologize because many times I've taught people to do that as well. We already are those things, David. We already are those things and need only remove the mask or version of ourselves, costume that we are not, to unveil that which is already there. How do you like that? I'd love to get your comments on that. By the way, all of this stuff that we're discussing is part of an actual system that my wife and I teach for physical, mental, and also financial well-being. And we've created a community. I should give her the credit because she's a creator of it, called the Make Sense Academy. And our concept is to take this stuff that you're listening to right now, and you might be saying, hey, this is awesome. You might be listening to the podcast. You might be watching it on YouTube or some sort of recording. And then just basically take this and put everything, all of our courses and our teachings, in a collaborative environment. You can surround yourself with like-minded seekers of expansion and agile people, people that are out of their own way, in one community where they're learning, you know, the physical, the mental, and the financial strategies, the technical stuff, but also from a place of understanding why people struggle so much. And we work on that every day. That's called the Make Sense Academy. And that is our pièce de résistance. That's our legacy that we're creating right now. My wife, good friend of ours, Jules Loken, and myself, creating this environment that gives the mentorship, the support that everybody looks for in personal growth and the guidance, but creates this creative incubator, this decentralized, nobody's running it, incubator for creativity. And a lot of people are out there trying to find life coaches and things like that. Not to put those things down, you know, to be a lifetime member is $24 a month for us. So if you're interested in that, just let us know. And I believe I have something, you know, check out the Make Sense Academy. Just, you know, it's risk-free. If you don't get $24 worth, we give it to you back. Just comment from wherever you are or reach out. The words makes sense, and we'll send you an invite to try it out risk-free. So that's fun. That's exciting. That's growing at a very fast pace. So perhaps getting out of your own way in closing is not what you thought, right? And it's interesting to just think about what you thought. You know, maybe that is what it feels like to be in your own way, to be thinking, rather than just coming back to what's happening. So perhaps it's not what you thought. Perhaps this version of you that is hypothetically in your own way, in fact, is not even you, which is interesting because it's like you created it and put it in your own way. But the part of you that needs to be chipped away, the part of you that no longer applies, that is no longer necessary, that no longer supports what it is. And what happens when you chip that away is you start to unveil what is beautiful and unique and perfect, this entity, this perfect entity that has been there all the while that you just forgot. You put it up on the bookshelf and forgot about it because you've spent all your time trying to become somebody that you're not. That's my message today. That version of you that no longer struggles, if you're into that sort of thing, no longer struggles with living in the present moment, right? Evaluating and measuring time. Listen to this. No longer struggles with living in the present moment, that, and that old person of you that was evaluating time. And it's not your fault because you were taught to evaluate time as you've been trained to, using that little second hand on the watch, and that gives you the perception that you're just wasting time or you're missing time, right? And sometimes we use that for urgency to make ourselves go, but that's the way that we've evaluated time, is that it's just ticking away. Come into yourself and recognize and start looking at each moment, each little tick of that, not as a tick of the watch, but look at it as a treasure, almost like a drop of water into a vast ocean that starts and causes ripples that turn into waves that travel across the entire universe. You start impacting the world. That's what it means to become the dominant creator and force of your life, is to recognize that once you come into yourself and recognize how amazing you are, and you can work on self-development, and we do that in the Make Sense Academy, perhaps you're not in your own way at all. Right? Perhaps that's not what the problem is. Perhaps you just need, what to do simply is just come home to yourself. So that's my Make Sense Mondays. So much fun to be here with you. This is going to be published as a podcast on the Make Sense podcast. So we hope that you'll follow us, like us, rate us, share. You know, we're looking to take that one to the top. We're actually being approached now by people that want to advertise. At the moment, the Make Sense with Dr. JC Dornick podcast is solely funded by the Make Sense Academy. Remember, put Make Sense in any sort of a comment and we'll send you an invite to that. Risk-free, no strings attached, $24 a month. You can get that back or lock that price in for the rest of your life as we grow this community. A lot of fun things happening, a lot of exciting things happening when you just get out of your own way proverbially and recognize just what's happening right here in this moment. And I'm very excited about the future for us if we do this. So love and appreciate you all. This has been a Make Sense Monday. We'll see you next week. For those of you that are joining us in the Make Sense Academy, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. as always. Bye-bye now.
Makes sense.